Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Suid-Afrika bevind hom amper in 'n onstabiele omgewing en het volg nadat Donald Trump, die Amerikaanse president, 'n uitvoerende bevel geteken het wat sê daar gebeur baie lelike dinge in Suid-Afrika. Nou, dit het groot reaksie in Suid-Afrika ontlok, dit het ook vure laat opvlam van kommer oor grondonteiening en nou is die afgelope 2 weke baie onwaarhede rondgegooi en dit het hierdie geraas net baie, baie hard gemaak. Op die lyn is Gulam Bellum, hy is Standard Bank se hoofekonoom en hy is 'n baie ervare ekonoom wat baie hoog aangeslaan word, nie net in Suid-Afrika nie, maar ook in die wêreld. Gulam, thank you so much for your time tonight. What do you make of all of this?
I think a few things stand out. We appreciate that we actually in a new epoch. So the Donald Trump muscle diplomacy is not entirely new. For several years now, we've seen an increasing shift from a fairly benign multilateral environment over the last 30 years to an increasingly contentious one. Secondly, populism has bred several big men in various parts of the world, individuals with a level of charisma that harness dissent amongst especially poor and middle-class societies and surface to offer them hope and prosperity. And in the United States, we've seen now the emergence of Donald Trump, and I'm just mindful that he's a function of America's Midwest. It is the Midwest voter that for the last 5 national elections in the United States determined who was the winning party, and it's conservatism and the MAGA base continues to inform American politics in a very outsized way. So specifically with regard to Mr. Trump, and as I referred to his muscle diplomacy, he is effectively undoing the global order as we've known it for the last 7 decades. And he is rewriting multilateralism. He is attempting to stave off America's empire decline, which I would argue has been in play now for several years. We've clearly shifted from a unipolar US-led world in the 1990s to a multipolar world. And my guess is Donald Trump and his allies view the current global order as giving too much voice, giving too much international sway, and asking for the type of reforms and concessions that America itself and its agencies, such as, for example, the World Bank, the IMF, or even the United Nations, where it has great sway, is going to probably allow the global south. And so we see this type of retaliation.
But what he has done is he's poured some oil on a racial fire here in South Africa. He's accused the government of expropriating land without compensation and especially Afrikaner farms, which is not happening. So it has caused a lot of turmoil here. So how do you think the government and probably the private sector and civil society react to this?
Craig, it is a little surprise when you think that amidst the president of the United States' first forays into international affairs to group South Africa along with Canada, Mexico and China seems a little bit bizarre. But you can imagine perhaps because of Elon Musk's proximity to the president, this may have informed the president's view and his appetite to assail South Africa. Another view that one can assert is that maybe within Congress, there are other players who are irritated at South Africa's ICJ proximity. In other words, South Africa taking the Middle East and Palestine issue to the ICJ may have also instilled some level of revulsion among some American congressmen and perhaps other individual entities. And we know that this has been an element that American congressmen have expressed disenchantment about. Thirdly, Mr. Musk's association with Starlink, and of course, the appetite to have Starlink present in South Africa, and at Mr. Musk's preference to not have it conform to South Africa's transformation requirements may have also been an agitating force. I speculate in this respect. I don't say it's certain. But having said that, yes, it has caused consternation in South Africa, but I am also encouraged that South Africa has very quickly, even though it may not help too much with regard to assuaging Mr. Trump's concerns, to signal that the transformation process and the expropriation process is rooted in constitution. The fact that multiple parties have also gathered around to suggest that there is not this private sector abandonment in terms of property rights, and property rights are deeply sacrosanct, and it's not in a whimsical way that people will lose their property. So I think if anything, maybe it just hoists sensitive areas where Mr. Trump and perhaps his allies attempted to weaponize South Africa's transformation process. And even bearing in mind, Mr. Trump has been vocal that he's anti-DEI, as they call it in the United States, diversity, equity, and inclusion. He's anti-DEI, which is just another of saying he's anti-black economic empowerment. And I think there's a certain level of justice in South Africa's transformation agenda that means we can't just simply align when march to America's beat at this juncture.
There's a lot of emotion, but do you think this is a crisis?
No, I hardly think it's a crisis. I don't think it's a crisis, and I don't also want to subordinate the emotion that you refer to. Many people are very fearful, and we live in a world where there's more disinformation than truth, and this can certainly be stirring. And when the most powerful man on the planet politically, Donald Trump, aligned to the richest man in the planet, Mr. Musk, so at least around the thought, I imagine many people will be enamored by this. Should we be fearful? Quite simply, no. If we literally read Section 25, if we read the Constitution and we read the Expropriation Act, it does not in any way undermine property rights. It does not give the government wanton and reckless abandon to take away and undermine property rights. In fact, property rights in South Africa are so substantially safeguarded that the capacity to undo property rights also requires judicial intervention, which means that the political authorities are somewhat precluded from discretion in this respect. So I think when one reads the letter and the spirit of the Expropriation Act, it doesn't and shouldn't trigger the level of angst that it seemingly has been weaponized around.
Do you think there will be a negative economic impact on South Africa, for example, being kicked out of the AGOA agreement?
I do think we must brace ourselves that at least for the next 2 years up until the midterm elections, we do not have a benign ally in the United States. I do think that AGOA is at grave risk of not being extended. Of course, it will imperil South Africa's GDP to a degree. I don't want to trivialize it. We estimate that if AGOA is terminated, it'll cost South Africa 0.1 of a percentage point of growth. Now, that may not sound too much, and it isn't too much in the grand scheme of things, but admittedly, narrow sectors like the motor industry, farming, our chemicals industry, and some of our resource sectors are very aligned to the United States, or at least have a very significant outlet to the United States and benefit from AGOA. And certainly it will be both output and employment impugning. That said, the United States accounts for about 9% of our global exports, and that is about a third what we send into Africa. Africa consumes about 30% of our export basket. China or Asia more broadly, another 30%, Europe 23%. So the United States at 9% is smaller comparatively, still significant and not to be dismissed. Our concern is also the spillover. In other words, will corporate America march to President Trump's line and therefore also somewhat or at the margins detach from South Africa? So I think this is something that we should be concerned about, not dismiss out of hand. But I don't think it will leave us deeply beleaguered. I would almost argue there's enough internal forces, idiosyncratic drivers, that can still deliver a doubling in growth this year from last year.
Ons sal daar moet los. Gulam, dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Gulam Bellum, die hoofekonoom van Standard Bank.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za. Of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.